Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Matthew. I'm joined with Ash. This is Cavs Corner once again for the second time this season, I think it is.
I know. It's been a crazy month.
We've been busy.
I did listen to the first one back. I talked too fast and not clear enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for that feedback, by the way.
We were swamped. You know what? We've been very busy.
But, yes, the reason we haven't done an episode in a while was... And a great block. Douglas three-pointer. And the force just erupts here. You know what? Let's just give them the truth. Matt was sick. I was sick. I went on holidays. Matt injured.
Yeah, I've been injured the last couple of weeks.
So tell us about the injury. Let's start off first.
Yeah, so I hurt my back. Not great. Playing footy.
Does that mean, are you telling the world that the game's gone past you? You're getting old.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I don't think it's past me. I just think I'm not as agile as I used to be.
Were you ever agile?
At one point, I think I was. I used to be able to touch the ring.
Touch the ring?
Couldn't dunk, but I could touch the rim.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. So that's why. That's why we haven't had an episode in a while. So it's good to give that run. I went to holiday in Port Macquarie. It was nice up there. It actually rained a lot, so it was a bit humid. But it was nice to get away for a little bit. But we're back. Let's jump straight into the 2025 GYG Casey Cavaliers. We'll just jump off the bat here. Memberships are still available. They'll be available for a couple more weeks. Let's get into the results. We'll do the NBL one, women's games first. It was a big weekend for GYG Case Cavaliers, 8 games across the Youth League and the NBL one. So firstly, NBL women, they travelled to Knox on Friday night, Anzac Day. They went down 82-71, and then they came back to the Fortress on Saturday and unfortunately went down to Diamond Valley 93-76. We're going to do the plays and focus on this now too. Who do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about Sabrina Haynes first. American recruit this year, brand new import. Probably the first time she's really hit the floor, I think.
Yeah, she's obviously all coming season off the back of that injury, so it was good to see her get a proper crack at it.
Yeah, and she looked fantastic, scoring obviously 21 points, 7 rebounds against Knox, and then backing it up with, 16-4 the next game. So, look, she's going to be fantastic throughout the year, and I can't wait to see what she does next.
I'm going to talk a bit about Shan, specifically her game against Diamond Valley. She had 15 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals. She was a force inside. Obviously, it looked like Diamond Valley were just a bit too much for us on that game, but I'm not sure if you didn't watch the game and you're just relying on our recap here, even though the final score was 93-76, we were in it.
Yep.
We were in it up to our teeth in that game. I think that's a score of, off the top of my head, 17 points. Roughly 17 points we went down by.
Yep.
I think up to halftime was a tie game, and it slowly got away from us, but we were there. So keep track of that one. NBL one men. Do you want to go to the results? Do you want me to do the results?
I can do the results.
Yeah, you go for it.
Obviously, we travelled to Knox on the Friday night. That was Anzac Day. Casey Cavaliers defeating Knox.
Big win.
Last year's win NBL 1 champions, 85-73. Tyler Robinson had a fantastic game, but we'll talk about that in just a minute. And then we had an OT game here on the Saturday night. Casey, unfortunately, going down to Diamond Valley, 94-97.
I know. Overtime. Overtime losses are a killer at any level. That's tough.
GYG went off, though. And
in the final 4 seconds of the game, the GYG vouchers went off.
You didn't think it was going to go
off? I didn't think it was. I thought it was safe. But GYG vouchers, obviously, everyone got themselves a mini burrito card on the way out, which is thanks to our friends at GYG. Thanks to our friends at GYG, Cranbourne, Fountain Gate, and Pakenham. Talking about some players now, you touched on Tyler, so I'll let you talk about him, but I'll get into Nate Roberts first. He was our Cavalier of the Week, our Ray White Cavalier of the Week. On the Friday night, he had 17 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 assists shy of a triple-double. And it would have been a massive triple-double there. And then he backed it up on the Saturday night. He had 20 points, 14 rebounds, and 3 steals. So the big fella is getting it done inside. And I saw a newspaper article from our friends over at the Star Community News Group. They did a bit of a write-up on the NBL 1 men. And Luke Kendall had some pretty nice things to say about Nate. One thing specifically that stood out to me, I'm talking fast again, aren't I?
A little bit.
Got to slow it down. Was that Luke mentioned that Nate doesn't demand the ball, doesn't say, I'm the guy, get me the ball. He does his role, he does it well, and he's there when we need him.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a really nice thing of Luke to say, but it really stood out to me when I read that article.
Yeah, man, I think most players are like that on the team this year. Speaking of Tyler Robinson, though, 30 points and 7 rebounds, 3 assists against Knox. Unreal. He was the Anzac Day medalist Anzac Round medalist on Anzac Day. So technically, he's the Anzac Day medalist.
I know. We've got to be specific, though. Anzac Round medalist. We've been instructed by the league. We've got to be very specific with the wording on that one.
You know what? I apologize. He also backed it up with 16 points on the Saturday. Look, he's a club person, and he is.
Yep.
So,
he loves it.
He's so fantastic. He runs clinics. There might be a clinic coming up next school holidays. But we might touch on that further down the track because I don't know if it's 100% locked in yet. He does everything well on the court. He speaks well. He's so professional. He's just a good bloke.
We love him. We love him. All right, pause. I can't shake this cough. You're not going to pause that, are you? You're just going to leave it in.
I've still got the same cough.
I know.
We've got that Braden cough.
All right. Now let's jump into the Youth Champ women. They travelled down to Frankston on Saturday night. They did go down 72-69. Caitlin Field got off a good shot towards the end of the game, but unfortunately didn't make the bucket. But she played a great game all round. And then they returned to the Fortress on Sunday, where they defeated Ringwood comfortably by 21 points, 65-44.
Yeah, cool. We're going to go through players in focus? Or do you want to go the youth man and then...
No, let's do the players in focus now.
Yeah, right. So, backing up from Victoria commitments, Vanessa Tevet is back, three-point specialist. Ash, let's talk about it.
I know. I was at the game on Sunday, because you weren't working because you're injured. So, I was here watching it. She got subbed in just before the quarter break. She had a supreme, she was good all game, but she had a supreme, three-minute space where she just nailed three threes in a row. They were finding her. She was getting the shots off, and it was just causing Ringwood absolute headaches. They had no idea how to guard her, so I just wanted to give her that shout out there. But tell us a bit about your player in focus.
Yeah, Micah Nightingale had 13 points across both games, almost averaged a double-double across both games. She had 10 rebounds against Frankston, 9 against Ringwood. She's the sister of Asher Nightingale, who's recently been selected in the Australia squad. So she's going to be a fantastic player when she's a little bit older. And at the moment, she's playing well.
Yeah, she's obviously Ash's younger sister, so you can tell she's a little bit smaller. Yep. Not to say that she won't potentially grow out into the height of Asher. I feel like, but you know what? I've not seen them side by side, so they could be the same height. Maybe it's just deceptive. But she is. She gets everywhere inside the game.
Aggressive.
Very aggressive, and I love that. I love seeing that out on the court. All right, Youth Champ Men. The Casey Cavaliers Youth Champ Men, they did have a tough weekend. So they did also travel to Frankston. They went down 87-79. Returned to play Kilsyth here at the Fortress on the Sunday. Went down 105-96. So some big scoring games there against two very quality opponents. It's tough to go 0-2 that weekend. But there was plenty of shining lights to take out of that for the whole team. But let's cover some of the players in focus here. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you jump right in.
All right, I'm going to go with Joel Robinson. Joel's obviously, we know he's an exceptional player. He's played state, he's played for Australia. On the Saturday night, he had 14.7 rebounds, 4 steals. He backed it up on the Sunday with 24 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals. Again, similar to the Youth Champ women when I was watching the game on the Sunday, he was everywhere, inside, outside. I think the players with that sort of length and size, they're just very difficult to guard. Like, he's quite long, but he can shoot the ball really well. He gets inside well. Very difficult to guard.
Shooting machine. Ethan Bolton is my player in focus. 15 points, 8 rebounds against Frankston. 20 points, 8 rebounds against Kilsyth. He is traveling to America. I don't know if you know that. He's traveling to America this week for 4 weeks. I believe he's traveling to America with U.S. The college.
Like the AAU thing?
I think it's something like that. I think he's going with Cedric. I think Truman Byrne might be there. But they're going across. They're going to try and, get picked up by some colleges, can play some ball. And we know that they can play some ball. So I have no doubt that they're going to get picked up by some colleges. And then hopefully, more Cavaliers in the college space.
Good luck to all of those athletes participating in that.
Senior Cavalier game day this weekend. I'm back on the mic. So if you want to come down and listen to this voice on the Saturday night, that's from 7:30. Our Big V men's team are playing here.
Talking about Big V, because obviously I was on the mic on Sunday, they are tough games to do court announcing for, because with the Big V rules, for those who don't know, the Big V rules and the NBL1 rules are very different sets of rules on what's permitted to be done on game day. Obviously, if you come down to the NBL1, lots of music, lots of hype, lots of noise, things like that. Big V, not allowed to play music while the gameplay is really going, so you get the music in the breaks, which is fun, but then when the game's going, it's not such a bad thing. You get to hear the sounds of the game, but... it's a whole different experience.
It is.
Like, there's a few dead spots where there's some pauses in the game and you think, oh, now would be a great time for a bit of music, but you can't play it.
Yeah.
So it's
And you know what? I might even start rolling in maybe just a little bit of more music underneath the crowd noise, and we'll see how we go.
But it's just a different experience. It's a whole new level.
So anyway, that's 7:30 this Saturday night. Be here or be square. I think it's $5 entry for everyone.
Yep. 10 and under, get in free.
10 and under, get in for free. NBL 1 is away in what I think is going to be the game of the round.
Yep.
And if it's not NBL 1's game of the round, you're missing out, because it's going to be a very, very big game.
Well, if you are interested in travelling to watch them and you don't want to tune in live and free on the NBL 1 app or NBL1.com.au, They are playing Kilsyth in Kilsyth. It is a Casey Cavaliers Kilsyth Cobras triple header.
Yes.
So the youth women are heading out there first on Saturday, 3:30 p.m. And then that's going to roll straight into the NBL 1 women at 5:30 yep. and the NBL 1 men at 7:30. Now, unfortunately, you can't stream the Youth League women's game, but you can stream the NBL 1 women and men. So that starts 5:30, 7:30. Get online, watch the game, support the team. If you're not here, again, we're in this function room. If you're not here on the show court, supporting the Youth League
that's
men.
That's right. I don't know how they sell the tickets, whether it's at the door or via Intix, but get down.
They do both, I believe.
It's going to be an exciting yep. game.
So if you can travel, get down and support them.
That's right. NBL 1, Saturday, May 10th here at the Fortress is our next home game. Who are we playing, Ashton?
Mount Gambier, I believe.
The we knocked Pioneers. Them off earlier.
I know. We've already
only a couple of weeks ago.
You play most, I think there's 19 or 18 yeah. other teams in the competition. You play everyone obviously once and something like four teams yeah. twice. We played Mount Gambier like round one or two. Round five, we played them again.
You know
quick
what?
Turnaround.
A quick turnaround. We should beat them.
Knock them off again would be nice. We
should knock them off again. At that game, you can pick up our brand new season posters. Yep. Big Nate's on the poster now. Hand clappers and giveaways all night long. Game day activations. Player collector cards. We've obviously had the four that went out last yep. week. I think we had Asha.
Truman,
Sean, and Nate.
Yep.
I was only here for like 2 minutes and I still remember that.
Good job.
Autographs and photos post-game. I believe the women's ones are out on court 3 and 4.
Yeah, they go out there for a little bit of time.
And then the men's ones are after the game. Now, it is capped. I don't know if you capped it, but I try to cap it to at least a 10, 15-minute signing. That way the players can go in and have their talk.
Boo. I don't cap it. They stay out till they stay out.
I cap it. You go find your favourite players, and you know what? If you don't get a signature from one of the players that you want, come next week. Tell your parents, hey, I didn't get my signature from Big Tyler Robinson or Big Nate.
Now, remember for these player collector cards, you can only get that player at that game.
That's right.
Occasionally, very rarely, there might be some more at the end of the season that we might just give away a few more. But traditionally, one player, one game. So, unfortunately, those four players that he just mentioned, if you didn't get them last game, you won't be able to get them again. So, when you announce who is going to be for the May 10th game and you want them, you got to get down to the game and collect them.
You know what? What number does Tyler Robinson wear, number 3?
I don't know.
I think it's number 3. We should call him
T3.
I
was trying to think, but then I realised he's wearing the Anzac uniform on the weekend.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's the same numbers.
I think he does wear number 3.
Yeah, okay, maybe,
I think he does wear number 3. Anyway, I'm going to start calling him T3, and every time he takes off, I'm just like...
Do you like the celebration? I am a fan of the three down.
You're a fan of the three down?
Knocks it down, turns around and just lets everyone know.
A lot of the Youth League players are three up.
Yeah. I was a big Carmelo Anthony fan. I didn't mind the back three fingers to the temple there. Or the bow and arrow. I liked a bit of the bow and arrow. The bow and arrow.
This is going to be controversial.
It's bold in the NBL 1. Like I played Division 2 Big V and Division 1 Big V.
Yeah.
It would be bold at the NBL 1 level to knock a shot and pull out the bow and arrow. That would be crazy.
Yeah, I would. You know what?
If anyone from the NBL 1 team is watching this, would love to see it. Would love to see
different celebrations every week. I'm all about that. I don't mind the old grenade toss into the away bench.
I don't even know if we're allowed to do this here, but the Jeremy Cameron from the AFL has kicked the big goal there. Drinking the can of drinking the can of soft drink. That's what he's drinking.
You know what? If an NBL 1 player does a different celebration every week and it's good and I like it, I might give you some merch.
Oh, here we go. Men's paying for your merch. Got you covered.
I might buy us some merch. I might get your hat. I know a couple of the boys like the hat. Big Nate loves the hat.
Yeah. All right, we've rambled on a lot there and I love that. But just to recap, Big V here at the Fortress Saturday night this week, 7:30 p.m. Youth League Men.
Yep.
Case Cavaliers versus Kilsyth, triple header over at Kilsyth if you want to travel down at 3:30, 5:30, 7:30. Yep. Otherwise, the next NBL and home game is here at the Fortress, May 10th.
That's right. Keep up to date on all of our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. It should come up at the bottom of the screen. If it doesn't, you know what?
I forgot to edit it.
I just might not put it in.
All right, let's jump into our sponsors. Guzmani Gomez, GYG, fast food your mum says yes to.
Melbourne Orthodontic Group, keep smiling.
Carlisle Homes, build a better home.
PhysioWorks Health Group, assisting Casey Basketball with injury prevention and recovery. I should probably actually book in a time to go and see Nathan and the team down there.
Yeah, you got a sore back. You definitely should. Ray White Cranbourne, they've got all your property needs covered, whether it's renting, property management, you're looking to buy or sell. Give Peter and the team a call down there.
That's right. Intersport, Cranbourne and Casey Central, go down, get your brand new kicks down there. I believe they've got the new Wave Wades down there.
Yeah, they do, I think. Yeah. I don't know if they've got any more in store, but how good do the new Intersport drink bottles look too, by the
they
way?
They are pretty good.
Cranbourne Mazda, they've got two offers going at the moment. They've got the car servicing offer. Any make, any model, give the team at Cranbourne Mazda a call. They'll service your car and they'll give you the best deal available. And if you're looking to buy a new car, get down and see the team at Cranbourne Mazda, because if you buy a new car, out of the goodness of their hearts, they're going to give us a little bit of a cash back system there, just a few $100, but every bit of money makes a difference to the club. So if you are going to buy a new car, please consider Cranbourne Mazda as your next vehicle.
Thank you. Zoom Universal Athlete Center, providing athletes with a big space for recovery and gym needs. Everything is available there.
Yep. Mortgage Choice Clyde. Call Daniel and Sarah there if you're looking to finance or refinance, sort your mortgage out. Whatever it is to do with that, they'll sort you out. You're doing that, aren't you?
Yeah. Speaking of Sarah, Sarah's got us a house. She got us a loan.
Got to go sorted out your mortgage.
Yeah, it's great. She's been fancy. You know what? She's been absolutely
unreal. The process was simple. She made it nice and easy.
Simple, nice and easy. And you know what? She's jumped through hoops for us and we appreciate it.
And that's why she called Mortgage Choice Clyde.
That's right.
The Clean Ranger. If you're looking to get anything cleaned, whether it's residential or commercial, the Clean Ranger's got you covered.
Perfect. The amazing Grace Cranbourne. Great food. Great Palmer's. Even better steaks. I think I went the other way last time.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
You know what? Everything's good there. Everything deserves a hype up.
Remarkability Community Care, RACCC. They'll sort out any of your needs. If you've got disability needs, NDIS needs, things like that, give them a call. They can help you pave the way.
Yeah, awesome. Goat Labs. Ash, you're going to have to tell me more about this because you're the one who sorted it out.
All right, so they're Goat Labs Australia. They're from Hong Kong. They're coming out here to run a goat league. We're doing it in collaboration with them. It's starting in July 2025. So head to goatlabs.com.au for more information on that. And sneak peek here, they are working on a little mini tournament with some cash prizes coming up in mid-June. So information on that should be launching shortly.
Nice. Merchandise, get all your orders in now because stock is going to be running out. It's going to be running out the door. Hoodies, tracksuit pants, long sleeves, beanies. It's winter coming, so they're going to be sold out pretty soon. We've also got scarves, can coolers, size 3 basketballs, which you can purchase on game day and get signed yourself. Drink bottles, only Casey Basketball.
Big breath there.
Drink bottles. I know, there's a lot of things to go through.
Gibbets.
Gibbets. Crocs. Yes, we got Croc gibbets. Puff hoodies and t-shirts. Limited stock in those. We are trying to sort out a new design for a new line of merch, which I haven't told Ash about, but you know, we'll get there.
Typical.
new tracksuit. Ash is wearing the new tracksuit jacket.
So, you got the old one on.
I've got the old one on. It's got the brand new C logo on the side. It's got Cavaliers on the back. I don't know if they get printed.
These will be online soon.
Like that. They will be online soon. Make sure you get them. It's almost similar to what they wear game day, I believe.
It's actually pretty much identical, except it doesn't have the NBL 1 logo on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, if you've seen what the guys for NBL 1 are wearing on game day, their tracksuit, it is identical to that. And the pants are exactly the same.
Yeah, perfect. They're pretty flash. They're pretty good. I think that's it for merchandise.
Got it covered. That was a great merchandise wrap up there. A lot of there. Junior Cavs news. Cavs Advantage and Shooting Club Term 2. The registrations are now open. That's obviously starting on Monday. So get online, get it sorted. They moved the time and location to better suit what was our feedback that we provided, that we received. So the times are 4:45 to 5:45 and 5:40, which is Advantage. And then 5:45 to 6:45, which is the Shooting Club.
Yep.
That's now at Cambria College. There's a bit more time there to get you there after school. So I know that was a bit of feedback we received and we've made those changes.
Cool. And we're back from nearly a month off. So make sure you do the right things for your body. PhysioWorks Health Group have their warm-up activations. They're available on the website as well if you want to look at them. They have cool-down routines. Make sure you keep your body in tip-top shape. That way you don't get injured like me.
Yeah. So we know that obviously you've been working hard over the holidays, so your body shouldn't be too sore. But as we all know, game match fitness is a whole different thing. So that's why you got to make sure you do those things. Don't think you can just forego them.
Cool.
Technical official news.
Yep.
Winter season is back. We don't have any major stuff there. We've had a lot of referee promotions, obviously, over the last month. It would take us a very long time to go through them all. So we're not going to go through them all at the moment. But there are new referees on the courts. There's our familiar faces coming back. But just a reminder, as always, maintain respect. If you respect them, they're going to respect you. The games are going to have fun. We can't play without them. And remember, if you see the green whistle, green lanyard, it means that referee is a minor. They are under the age of 18.
If it's green, they're under 18.
That's a good way to remember it.
Yep.
I think everyone should just be respectful to everyone the whole time, but it is obviously always more important to be respectful to minors.
I think that's the motto. I think that's
is it?
I think that's the actual motto for Basketball bad. Victoria.
It's good by then. Things that rhyme always go well.
Yeah.
See, upcoming. I didn't rhyme that at all.
Upcoming programs and events. Annual 3-on-3 tournament, July 16th. Get down.
It's not annual. It's quarterly.
Quarterly. It's probably the biggest in July, to be honest.
It is big in July. The July is a big one. So if you want to get in, get online and take your spot now. We actually opened up the registrations early. You got to be.
We have. It's open now.
It's open now.
$99.
You got over 2 months to get your registration in.
$99. It will be capped. Obviously, we can't have 3-on-3 going from 8:30 in the morning to 9 o'clock. And I mean, we could.
I want it to, but we could. I don't think the
game. We could split up the day under 12. So I don't think
the competitions team wants to be here from 7 a.m. till 10:30 at night.
Do you know how long I'm here for? Do you know how long I'm here on game days?
Not 14 hours.
Just about.
Nah.
Just about.
I was there on Saturday
for a triple header. It's just about.
Yeah. Well, we have three of those. So. In other news, Matt, get over yourself.
School holiday clinics, they registration will be open soon. It's a small term.
Should be open as early as next week.
It's a small term.
Is it?
I think so. You should know your son's in school.
I just keep taking them to school until they tell me don't take them to school anymore.
Well, you know what? July is probably the next school holidays because that's when the tournament
exactly.
Comes.
So it's about, nine,
so it's not far away.
It's about 10 weeks away, yeah.
So school holiday registrations will be open soon. Final spots for domestic winter season for both junior and senior competitions. If you're part of a club, they should have already done the registrations. But if you're a standalone team, make sure you get registered now.
Yeah, especially our senior teams, because a lot of senior teams go, oh, I forgot to register. You can still register. There are limited spaces available, but get in touch with Jordan and the team. They'll sort you out.
Cool.
And final spots as well for our Term 2 development program. So our Kinder Hoop Heroes, our Hoop Heroes, and our Future Cavs Academy, they're filling up really quickly. So make sure if you do want a spot, limited space left, get the registration in.
And we have walking basketball every Wednesday here at the stadium.
It's fun. I've been playing it.
It's a brand new program. It's actually designed for me. So someone who is recovering from injury, or you may have been past your time like this old guy, or you may be elderly or getting of age, and your body just can't handle running. Walking basketball is a fantastic free program that we run here at Casey Stadium.
Every Wednesday, 10 till 11 out here on Court 1.
Yep.
As I said, I've been playing it. It is lots of fun. The people that come down to play are a great group of people. So if you're unsure, you're by yourself and you think, I don't know if I can do that, come on down because it's very friendly. It's lots of fun.
Yep.
Everyone has a laugh. We make sure everyone gets involved. Everyone gets a go. Yeah. So you won't be standing on the sideline doing anything like that.
And you know what? At the moment, most of the office gets involved too. So if you want to come and get to know these two bozos, we'll be down there playing walking basketball and come and have a chat.
Bozos. You know how many times in my life I've been called a bozo?
At least once.
4 billion times. My middle name is Bo. I copped it a lot as a child, mostly from my older brother. And older sister.
I reckon introduce you as Bozo every week and we might start the ball rolling on that one.
Appreciate it. So that's it. The formalities are done. Happy wrap. Anything else to talk about?
No, I think we covered most of it throughout the podcast. And so we talked about my injury.
Yep.
I think we're pretty good. So that's it for this week. Hopefully we're back next week unless something extravagant happens like this guy loses his hair or
If I get picked to play footy on Saturday, I might get injured.
Yeah, you might get injured.
That could happen. Apparently, that happens.
Who are you playing for? The Lang Lang...
Lang Lang Football Club. Football Netball Club.
You don't know what their mascot is?
They're Tigers.
They're Tigers?
Lang Lang Tigers.
Lang Lang Tigers?
Yep.
You want to give a shout-out to anyone with the Lang Lang Tigers?
No, it's all right.
Shout-out to the coach. Hope you pick him this week. He's no good. If you don't
put I'm no good. I'm actually no good.
Yeah, no. If you put him in the ruck, he's like Max Gorn. Drifts down forward, takes a clunk, and that's it. That's all he's giving you.
You know what? I played one game. Because I was away the second game and then I was sick and had to work on Saturday. So I missed that game. So I've only played the one game. And obviously I played thirds with Endeavour Hills with you previously. And you obviously know this because you're in football. I'm not in football, so I don't know this.
Yeah,
it is so much faster and more physical when the players train every week.
Yeah. I know. The skills are from here to here if you train. So
it's completely different. So
if you're looking at this from Endeavour Hills, make sure you get down to training. I might not have been there for the last couple of weeks, but that's because I'm injured.
The difference between not training and just showing up to play versus you train twice a week to play, I was out of my depth. So I think it's probably... obviously, I've also been away
for the
last...
You live 2 minutes from the ground. How are you not getting to training?
I'm getting to training.
You are getting
to training. I said, I was on holiday and I was sick, so I've missed the last two weeks of training.
Yeah.
So that's why I think I won't get picked. Also, my skills are certainly, and fitness, are not up to the standard. It's a whole new thing. Yeah. And it's very different to basketball in terms of running as well.
Yeah.
Like basketball's obviously 20-meter short sprints with lots of stoppages. Not as many stoppages in football.
Unless you're a forward like me. A lot of short sprints, not a lot of long distance running.
So my problem is like when I get out there, you play forward. It's like, all right, I can do this. I can do some short sprints and like, you know, and then they're like, hey, can you just jump in the ruck for a second? And then, hey, you do a ruck contest and then all of a sudden the ball's 50 meters away and it's like, hey, you got to do another ruck contest. I've got to run 50 meters and then do a contest. I'm dying.
That's your aerobic capacity that you need to start working on.
I do. Yeah. I agree, 100%. Anyway, that's enough talk about football. Basketball, NBA's in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's always exciting. Brayden VanLue, get the brooms out.
Yeah,
Miami brooms are out. Is out of here.
Imagine trading away the only bloke that's gotten you to the playoffs.
I know.
And they're getting swept because he's not there. Because
haven't won
away.
A playoffs game since they got rid of him.
Yeah.
So, there, see you later. My Knicks, I think they're playing right now, actually. They were 3-1 in the series, so they should progress through.
Yeah.
How's the Clippers going?
Yeah, they're 2-2. Probably they got rolled by a buzzer-beater dunk, which is probably the first buzzer-beater dunk I've ever seen in my life.
Chuck it on there.
I've seen buzzer-beater tips.
If you can find the footage, that was unreal. So if you can find the footage,
buzzer-beater dunks.
Chuck it up on the screen.
Speaking of dunks, there was a couple of big dunks on the weekend. Nate put someone on a poster.
Ben
Waller's getting up.
He had two. He had one here, and he had one at Knox. The putback dunk at Knox. Oof.
Yeah, it's big. So they're pretty exciting players to come down and watch. That's what, next 10th? Saturday the 10th?
Saturday the 10th here at the Fortress.
Saturday the 10th of May.
Or if you want to head down to Kilsyth this Saturday.
You know what? Dylan Stith, watch out.
Oh, now you've opened another can of worms. On that note, we'll end it there. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Great block. Three-pointer. And the Fortress erupts here. Hold up.